Page number 3, Austin Berry. Number 25, Luke Redford. Number 52, Kevin Brinkman. And number 11, Aaron Farner. Derek Harp sits down. Dan Good sits down. Dylan Fritz sits down. And Jake Wright. Only man who stays out there is David Binder, who looks like he's lost about 6 pounds in weight from sweating. Stolen away on the inbound from Andrew Siegfried. And now we have another, like, oh, nearly should be a jump ball. And they're actually going to be. And Andrew Siegfried had control of it, but got up and traveled. Each team will be charged with a turnover on that.
As soon as he got up from the floor, that was it. That was traveling right there.
63-41, 22-point ball game. Case won an 8-0 run here in this fourth quarter. O engages Aaron Farner, inbounding on the side, into David Binder in the left corner. And it's stolen by Siegfried again, but it was stepped out of bounds. Case O engage ball, 3:42 left in the fourth.
Nothing like getting to touch the game ball.
Yeah, John Mooney with a good save nearly took out my head. So now Luke Redford will try his best to inbound this. Being guarded by Devin Bach into Austin Berry. Right elbow against Ben Fan. Nothing there. Gives it back to top to Farner. And we have a whistle. And it will be Caseville out of bounds as the officials explain a few things. And it's going to be a 3-second call against Owen Gage. Mason Gazefka checks in for Caseville. John Mooney, I know how much you love that 3-second call.
I love it. I mean, Andrew Siegfried was all alone. He had the ball going for the hoop. He could see the layup just, it wasn't to be.
Gazefka against Farner. To Cole Simmons, right wing. Trailing by 22 points. Baseline jump shot is no good from Siegfried. And we have a whistle on the rebound. Foul is against Cole Simmons for Caseville. His fourth, team sixth. And we're off to the races. Austin Berry bringing it down for Owen Gage. Paul Adams was right from the baseline on Sunday. Owen Gage has one gear, and that's just fast. And Kazefka steals it away. Fifth turnover for Owen Gage in this quarter. Goes up for the shot. Layup from the right side. He is fouled hard.
Oh, this is going to have to be
him and Farner fall to the ground, and it will go against Aaron Farner of Owen Gage. His first and team's 10th. Kazefka at the free throw line shooting two. He has 13 points in the night and has been at the free throw line four separate times, missing three of them and making four. First free throw is good. He has 14 points of the night. Substitution, Caseville, number 11, Chris Newton replaces Cole Simmons. Taking his time coming out of the court with 3:01 left in the fourth. 63-42, 21-point ball game. Kazefka trying to make this a 20-point game, and he does.
Unless there's lane violation.
Indeed it is. And it will be Caseville ball. The shot, second free throw, no good for Kazefka due to lane violation. And we have a timeout called by Caseville's Joey Sandgren. We'll stay with you. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:01 left in the fourth. And it's a 21-point ball game, 63-42.
Well, Clark, unless they have a 30-point play ready to go ahead and pull out of their back pockets, the Caseville Eagles is going to be, unfortunately, going down to 0-13. Essentially, this game is over with 3:01 to go.
It is a 21-point ball game. Las Vegas had the odd at the line at 24.5 for this ball game. John Mooney predicted a 37-point victory.
I went out on a limb with that saw on the other side.
Yours truly took 36. Owen Gage in transition, and it's ripped away by Andrew Siegfried. 12th turnover on the night for Owen Gage. Mason Gazefka in the corner for three. He's got it. Mason Gazefka with his second three of the night. And 17th point, 63-45, 18-point game. David Binder in the left wing. Back up to Luke Redford from the elbow. Pulls up the jump shot. No good. Rebound, Kazefka. Kazefka in transition. Goes up for the layup. No good. Rebound brought in by Derek Harp of Owen Gage, moving the other way. And David Binder in transition goes up for the layup. He is fouled. And they're going to say he's on the floor, in fact. But that is the seventh team foul for Caseville, so it'll be 1-1. David Binder going to the free throw line for at least one shot. Foul goes against number 13 for Caseville. Devin Bach, he's officially in the books with a foul. And he sits down, replaced by Ben Phan. David Binder trying to stop the bleeding a bit here, as it's suddenly went from a 30-point game to 18. Binder's first free throw is good, so he gets the second. 25 points for the junior for Owen Gage, one of the few on this squad.
Like the only.
Six seniors, one junior, and two sophomores. The second free throw is no good for Binder. Kazefka with his in his possession. Right wing. Dribbling into three red jerseys, and a block is called against Owen Gage, and this will be double bonus for Mason Kazepka back to the free throw line. Foul goes against number 25, Luke Redford, his first. It's a 19-point game, 64-45. Kazepka at the free throw line, shooting two shots. First one off the mark to the left, no good.
All this tells me is that Mason Kazepka is absolutely tired.
He's 5-for-10, now 5-for-11 from the free throw line as he misses the second one. And rebound, David Binder. Berry to Harp for the shot, no good. May have been a hand on that. Rebound, Siegfried Kazefka in transition against Binder. Goes up for the shot, he is fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line. Fouled by David Binder, that's his third. Double bonus regardless, two shots for Kazefka. Jake Wright will be checking in again for Owen Gage. He's been sitting on the bench for about 3.5 minutes. Kazefka has missed his last three free throws at the line, shooting two. First free throw up and good.
That was the first time he had some spring in his step.
Jake Wright replaces David Binder. Give that man a towel and a shower. 64-46, 18-point ball game. Second free throw from Kazefka is good. 17 points, 64-47, minute 50 left in regulation. And Kazefka steals it. Seventh turnover for Owen Gage in this quarter alone to Siegfried, left block. Goes up for the shot, nothing there, gets his own rebound and kicks it into the corner, but is stolen by Owen Gage, who steals it right back, is Siegfried, and he throws it out of bounds. It'll be Owen Gage ball.
This game when must be a blur to them.
When all said and done, I'm going to give one turnover to Caseville. Cole Simmons checks out, checks in, replaces Chris Newton.
It was like a pinball out there.
It's all over the place. Austin Berry brings up the ball for Owen Gage. Across the timeline, right to left across the radio, leading by 17 points, 64-47. Jake Wright now in possession of the ball at the top of the key, right at midcourt. We'll have a screen coming from his left, and they call it off. Now he goes to his left against Mason Kazefka to Kevin Harp on Derek Harp, excuse me, and it's stolen by Cole Simmons going the other way. Simmons with the layup in for 2 points. And now it's a 15-point ball game, 64-49. We're down to our last minute. Jake Wright across the timeline. Lowest pass, Kazefka to the free throw line. And it's stripped away by Kazefka, coming the other way again. Nine turnovers in the fourth quarter for Owen Gage. And 15 on the night. We have a whistle on the floor, but this is double bonus for Caseville. And the foul goes against Derek Harp. His
52, Kevin Brinkman.
His second. Kazefka at the free throw line once again. And this one rims in and out, no good. Substitution Dan Good for Owen Gage replaces Luke Redford. 46 seconds left in regulation, 64-49. Owen Gage leading by 15 points. Second free throw from Kazefka gets the shooter's bounce and falls. 14-point ball game, 64-50. Austin Berry wasting no time to the left wing. To number 11 for the three. This is an air ball from Iron Farner. Jake Wright keeps it in play. And Austin Berry and Dan.